I'm Stephanie Safarian, and this is episode 79.
You are listening to the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, a show about living simply and sustainably with your family. Here's your host, Stephanie Safarian.
Hello there and welcome back. Today we are talking about capsule wardrobes, and more specifically, we're discussing why exactly capsule wardrobes reduce stress, improve self-esteem, and just generally make lives a heck of a lot easier. Now, maybe you've heard the term capsule wardrobe before. Maybe you're like me and you just don't understand why having a very small closet of clothes actually makes getting dressed easy as pie. You'll hear me say in today's episode that I didn't get it at first either, but I absolutely do now. The truth is that there's big hype around capsule wardrobes these days, right? It's a buzzword, capsule wardrobes. We hear it everywhere. But it's a buzzword right now for good reason. And that's because having a small but curated selection of only your best clothes, that is the pieces that fit you the best, that are made of the best materials, that are well made, and that make you feel like royalty when you wear them, having only those clothes and nothing more is life-changing. Now, I only recently enacted a capsule wardrobe in my life. So full disclosure, I am not an expert in this area, but I did call in the actual capsule wardrobe expert, Amanda Warfield, to offer up her best tips as well as her number one secret to creating a capsule wardrobe that works. Now, when it comes to creating a capsule wardrobe that works, you really just need one thing. And here's a hint. It's not about the number of pieces. Is it 30? Is it 50? Is it 60? No, that's not about that. It's also not about your base color. It's not about your accent pieces. The answer is probably something you never thought about, but once you enact it, creating a capsule wardrobe is really easy peasy. Now, Amanda Warfield has been on this show before. She was on the super popular episode number 72, Why We Keep Clothes We Don't Wear and How to Let Them Go. So if you already listened to that episode, you already know she's amazing. And by the way, if you haven't listened to episode 72, go back and check it out. Amanda has also sent over a free checklist for you to use to make sure you don't donate too many items when you're creating your capsule. Think of this free checklist as your personal guide if you want to create a capsule wardrobe on your own, but you feel as though you need a little bit of structure in your minimizing. You can find this checklist and everything we talk about today in this week's show notes at mamaminimalist.com/079. Now, speaking of clothes, this episode is sponsored by my absolute favorite children's clothing brand, Jacalo. If you're sick of buying clothes for your children that rip or tear after a few wears, you need to check out Jacalo. Jacalo creates play clothes for kids that are durable, adorable, and easy on the environment. That's key, right? Jacalo believes parents should buy fewer clothes, which speaks to the minimalist in me, and they advocate for repair and reuse by making clothes that actually last, which speaks, of course, to my environmentalist side. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know I only recommend brands I actually use and actually love. Head on over to this week's show notes at mamaminimalist.com/079 for a link to 20% off your first Jacalo order. Enjoy the interview. Amanda, you are back for a second time. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm so excited to be back again.
Your episode on the 7 items of clothing that we all keep but we don't wear, that really just was a huge one. It blew up on my end. So I'd love to know, what have you been up to in the month and a half since we talked last?
I have been working on creating a brand new course all about capsule wardrobes and just really trying to get a lot of good information out there and help educate other women on creating a capsule wardrobe that's going to help them pick out confidence-boosting outfits with ease and do it quickly and save them just a ton of time.
Capsule wardrobes, that's a buzz term right now, right? Everybody's talking about capsule wardrobes, what they are, why they're so important. So I'm wondering if you can just break it down for us. What is a capsule wardrobe and Why should we all have one?
So a capsule wardrobe is just a cohesive wardrobe that you've created with intentionality, and it has a limited number of clothing items in it. Why you should have one? There are so many reasons. A few just off the top of my head is that they allow you to feel put together and confident on a daily basis without putting a lot of effort and energy into feeling that way. It gives you more time for what matters most, and if you're anything like I used to be, less time cleaning up after getting dressed because of the clothes tornado you created. And you also have less decision fatigue. When you have a capsule wardrobe, you can literally pick any top and any bottom, and they match, and you're able to just throw them on without really thinking about it. It also encourages better shopping habits, and there's so much less negativity and guilt inside of your closet.
For people who are interested in doing a capsule wardrobe but find the task really daunting, I'm wondering, why do you think that is? Why do you think a lot of people kind of need one-on-one support when working in their closets?
I think there are just a lot of moving pieces with it. There are a lot of decisions that have to be made. And anytime you have a lot of decisions that have to be made, your mind instantly feels overwhelmed and fatigued and just doesn't want to do that extra work because, let's face it, we're making so many decisions in our lives these days. Just simple things like, my phone lit up. Should I pick my phone up and look at what's on it? And then you pick up your phone and there are hundreds of choices and decisions to make as to what button to push or app to click and things like that. Our brains are constantly making decisions all day long. So it can be overwhelming to want to do the work to put in a capsule wardrobe because you do. You have to declutter your closet and then you have to figure out your body type and a color palette and your personal style and all of those things, which is why it's so nice to have someone who can walk you through it step by step.
There's also the guilt piece too, I think, when it comes to decluttering your clothes. And it's not just decluttering your clothes or your closet. Creating a capsule wardrobe by definition means that you're doing a drastic declutter. It's one thing to donate a shirt or a pair of pants here or there, but it can be really guilt-inducing to see a big pile of clothes that you're not wearing, you shouldn't have bought, you shouldn't have kept, that is really just kind of wasteful. I felt it, and it was a really uncomfortable feeling to see an actual pile of clothes that I never should have bought. So it takes a certain amount of willingness to look inside yourself when doing it. It is really a growth experience.
Yes, it is. Creating a capsule wardrobe is hard for the guilt aspect, and it does make you really look at yourself in a light that you may not want to. But creating a capsule wardrobe helps you create better shopping habits so that you do not continue that pattern.
Thank you so much. You enrolled me in your course. And again, thank you. It was so helpful. I decluttered my closet. I've never been happier. Getting dressed in the morning now is super easy and super stress-free. So thank you so much for enrolling me and letting me take the course. Right off the bat, I need to talk to you about something in your course that I've never seen before in any capsule wardrobe blog or article or checklist. You spend a lot of time talking about why it's so important to know your body type before you ever do any work in your closet. Tell us, why is knowing your body type so important in your opinion?
What I believe 100% fully is that the key to a capsule wardrobe is not the numbers, but a lot of people focus on the numbers and decluttering their closet, which is a great thing to do. And you certainly don't need more than, you know, 30 to 50 items. But the key to a capsule wardrobe is actually cohesion. And a big part of that is dressing your body type well. And this is so important because there are so many body types and so many different shapes that women come in. And yet, if you're not dressing your body type well, it's not going to emphasize the areas that are going to help you build confidence. Sometimes you can emphasize the things that you don't love without even meaning to. And that's just going to bring about a negative mood. It doesn't make you feel confident. And it just makes you focus on the things you don't like about your body. Whereas if you dress your body type well and you know how to dress your body type, you're not going to be wearing those kinds of clothes. But it's so easy to look at the fast fashion trends and what other people are wearing and think that it looks good on someone else and assume that because it looks good on someone else that it'll also look good on us. And that's just not always the case.
I remember a few years ago, or maybe even now, I do not profess to be stylish by any means, but long skirts. So from waist to ankle, those were, and maybe they are still big. Mm-hmm. I knew enough to know that I was too short to pull those off, even though they were super cute and I loved them. But that's kind of where my own personal knowledge about my body shape ended. And as I took your course, I realized that I was under the impression, maybe the misguided wishful thinking impression, that I had an hourglass body shape. But I don't. Thank you for teaching me at 35 years old that my body shape is actually a pear. And once you taught me that, and once I learned that, decluttering my closet was a lot easier because I got rid of anything that didn't complement my body shape. What tips do you have for people who don't know their body type or don't know their personal style, but want to have a capsule wardrobe? What do they do first?
Well, I think the first step for any capsule wardrobe is to just go through and declutter your closet one good time and ask yourself pretty much, do I love it? Do I feel confident? Do I not? Then after you've decluttered it once, you can go through and look more closely at what your body type is. There are four main body types, and I just want to say body type is not dependent on weight in any way. Just so everyone knows that you're not a certain body type because you have a certain weight level or anything like that. So there are four main body types, and once you know what your body type is, it's so much easier to recognize, like you said, what actually looks good on your body. And each body type has something different to emphasize. So like you mentioned, hourglass shape, you want to really emphasize the waist if you have an hourglass shape. But if you're not an hourglass shape and you're emphasizing your waist, it's not going to do anything for you.
Okay, so declutter the closet one time. But I know I have listeners listening who are going to be saying to themselves, what if I'm not at my ideal body weight? Should they hold off on decluttering their closet and creating their capsule or not?
No, absolutely not. I am all for us wanting to better ourselves, but I also think that we need to do a better job as a whole in society about embracing our bodies as it is. I think that we have really unrealistic expectations about what we should look like. And I think that if you learn to embrace your body type as it is and you learn to dress your body shape well, that it's all full circle. If you dress your body type well, you're going to feel way more comfortable in your skin. Also, if you're feeling confident in what you're wearing, you're going to be more likely to be motivated to eat healthier or to work out or to meet that goal weight, whatever that may be. But if your closet is just seeping with negativity from the clothes that don't fit and the clothes that make you feel icky and that you're wearing, if there's just negativity seeping out of your closet, you're not going to be motivated to better yourself. You're just going to look at yourself in a negative way. And, you know, for me, I would just poke my stomach and like, wow, this is a lot bigger than I would want it to be. But if I'm emphasizing, because I am an hourglass shape, if I'm emphasizing my waist, you know, I don't notice that as much and I feel confident and I feel more energized and motivated to go work out and to eat better and to do all those things versus just that negativity like settling over you from the beginning of the day to the end.
I must admit, before taking your course and before deeply decluttering my closet, I was a capsule wardrobe skeptic because it just didn't make sense to me. If you have less choices in your closet, how could that make getting dressed easier? You would think that more choices in your closet would make you feel more confident because you have more to choose from. But I really decluttered my closet, and I can say firsthand that having only the things in your closet that really make you feel good is life-changing. And I don't say that lightly. Just the other day, I had an event to go to and I needed to dress up. And I don't dress up all that often. I'm home with the kids. I'm currently right now wearing a flannel shirt and pajama pants. So getting dressed up was kind of stress-inducing. I would need to take at least 10 minutes to stand in front of my closet and look at everything and try some stuff on, take it off, et cetera, et cetera. getting dressed is not only anxiety-free now, but it also takes at least 20 minutes less because the only things I have in my closet are the things that I know look good, that I know I like to wear, that are comfortable, and that I feel my best in. For anybody out there who thinks that maybe a capsule wardrobe doesn't make cognitive sense, trust me, it does. Now, let's just talk about another question I hear all the time, which is, well, how many things do I need? How many items? How many categories? You're the capsule wardrobe expert, and I have to ask, how many items are in an ideal capsule wardrobe?
An ideal capsule wardrobe is anywhere from 30 to 50 clothing items, which does not sound like a lot, but I promise you that 30 clothing items is more than enough. I actually had 29 items in my winter capsule wardrobe this year, and it was plenty. I still would go to laundry day and have a ton of clothes left. And again, that all goes back to the cohesion aspect. And that, I think, is again why so many people are skeptical of capsule wardrobes, because everyone focuses on the numbers. And the numbers are great. It's great to have guidelines, but it's not the end all be all of what actually creates a capsule wardrobe. You have to have that cohesive portion, which comes through with having a color palette and knowing your body type and also knowing your personal style and your lifestyle.
You brought up the idea of going to laundry day, and that's another concern I hear a lot. Some people are worried that they're going to pare down their wardrobe so much that they're not going to have enough clothes to get them to laundry day. So I was hoping you could talk to us about your concept of laundry cycles. What is it and why it's important?
So a laundry cycle is literally just however many days you go between doing laundry. And to be quite honest, I hear of so many moms that do laundry almost daily, so I don't even know why that's necessarily a concern. But we go once a week without doing laundry, and again, I have so many pieces left at the end of each week. And that is where it's important to make sure you're buying quality pieces, making sure you're buying things that are going to hold up over time and are sustainable versus shopping at Walmart or Old Navy where you wash something a few times and it all falls apart.
But how do you know when the pieces you have and you like, how do you know if they actually go together and they actually match? Like, how do you know if you've created a capsule with enough spice that it doesn't feel boring?
So I'm going to answer that in two parts. First, how do you know that they go together and that you can match them well? That's all about having a color palette. What you want to do is start with a base neutral and then build off of that. When you have a solid neutral that you have consistently throughout your wardrobe, you're able to pair that with almost anything, and that makes the pairing a lot easier. Then you also want to choose two accent colors that go well together and go well together with the neutral that you've picked. That way, everything matches each other, and you can literally pick any top and any bottom. Now, the second part of that question, making sure that it has enough spice, that also goes back to knowing your personal style and picking a few accent pieces that fit your personal style really well. Maybe you're someone who really likes cheetah print. I don't know. Pick something that has cheetah print on it and incorporate it. That's totally fine because you're going to have enough neutrals that anything can match that. Another thing that I really recommend is doing a capsule wardrobe by season, because that way, each season, you're bringing out fresh clothes that you haven't worn in a year, and that helps keep it not so stale as well, because I get bored. After the end of a season, I'm ready to move on, even though I love my clothes and I love the way they make me feel. At the end of a new season, or beginning of a new season, I'm ready to move on and bring out some new stuff. And if I haven't worn something in a year, it feels like it's brand new.
I live in a four-season climate, and after the winter, let's say, and then I pull out the spring boxes, you know, they're old clothes. They're 5, 6, 7 years old, but they feel new because I haven't seen them in a year. For people like me who live in a 2 or 4 season climate, should they have 4 or 2 separate capsule wardrobes?
I personally, well, right now I have 3 because Washington really only has 3 climates. But yeah, I have one for every season, and I absolutely recommend that. There are some people that do one base year round and then just switch out a few pieces, and that's also an option too. But I think it's more fun and it does bring more spice to have one for every single season.
Let's say you've pared down your closet, you did the initial declutter, you tried on your stuff, you got it down to a number of pieces that you think works for your lifestyle and your season. Should you then go to the stores and buy the things that you didn't keep, or should you use what you already have, or a little bit of both? What do you think?
It's definitely a little bit of both. You will likely be surprised at how many clothing items you have in your closet. When I initially started creating capsule wardrobes, I had enough clothes in my closet to create 4 capsule wardrobes. Now, there were holes. You will definitely have holes in your capsule wardrobe that you will need to be filled, but most likely you have enough to create a good basis capsule wardrobe that you can slowly add to as you find the right pieces.
I know you have a course coming out soon. I'm hoping you can tell us all about it.
All about the course. So the course is titled Your Cultivated Capsule Wardrobe, and it is coming out July 12th of this year. We will be doing a live round initially, so you will be able to hop on live calls with me, and I can really hold your hand through it. The course will walk you through that first initial declutter, through determining your body type and personal style, and really making the wardrobe cohesive, through creating better shopping habits, shopping on a budget, and then all the way to closing out a season well and being able to maintain your capsule wardrobe for years to come.
I think you brought along a discount for listeners. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. All of the listeners can receive a 20% discount off of the course when it launches, just by typing in Sustainable Minimalist into the coupon code box.
Oh, thank you so much. That's huge and helpful. And you brought along a free checklist today.
Yeah. So the checklist is a quick checklist of essentially what you need for each category. I have it broken down into how many neutral tops you need, how many accent tops, neutral bottoms, accent bottoms, neutral dresses, accent dresses, that kind of thing. If you're a man listening, obviously you don't need the dresses. But I think what's really nice about this checklist is that I don't tell you you need a white t-shirt and a blue jean jacket and this or that. I just give you a range of numbers for how many neutral tops, period. And you get to decide that yourself because your personal style is different from everyone else's, your body type, your colors, all of those things. So this will give you a range so that you don't focus too hard on the numbers, but it gives you a good idea for a starting place so that you can make it your own.
What I love about you and your presence on the show is that you're giving away this awesome freebie for the people who want to try capsule wardrobe creation on their own, but you're also giving a coupon for anybody who knows right off the bat that they need a little extra support. Thank you so much for coming on a second time, and I look forward to a third.
Thank you so much for having me again, Stephanie. This is always so much fun.
I so hope you enjoyed that interview with Amanda Warfield. And more importantly, I hope that Amanda's tips inspired you to get to work in your own closets so that you too can find minimalist simplicity as you seek to get dressed every morning. Amanda's free checklist, a coupon code for her course, 20% off Jacklo, everything you need is in this week's show notes, which you can find at mamaminimalist.com/079. On next week's show, I am answering your questions. So all those pressing questions that you have taken the time to write to me about composting, we're answering them. Your composting questions answered on next week's show. I will see you then. Take care.